模拟试题
16。
一，听对话，选答案。第一节，听下面十段对话。每段对话后有一个问题，读两遍。请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
Number one, excuse me, is this seat taken?
I'm afraid so. The boy has left some books here and gone to get his meal. You may take that one. The girl has finished her lunch and left.
Question, where does the conversation most probably take place? Excuse me, is this seat taken?
I'm afraid so. The boy has left some books here and gone to get his meal. You may take that one. The girl has finished her lunch and left.
Question, where does the conversation most probably take place? Number two, where will you go on vacation, Peter?
Well, I plan to go to Australia, but my parents like Canada, so I have to give up.
Question, where will Peter go on vacation? Where will you go on vacation, Peter?
Well, I plan to go to Australia, but my parents like Canada, so I have to give up.
Question, where will Peter go on vacation? Number three, was the computer made in New York?
No, it was made in Beijing.
Question, where was the computer made? Was the computer made in New York?
No, it was made in Beijing.
Question, where was the computer made? Number four, did you enjoy yourself during the holiday, Bill?
Very much. I visited many places of interest in Australia.
Question, which city did Bill probably visit during his holiday? Did you enjoy yourself during the holiday, Bill?
Very much. I visited many places of interest in Australia.
Question, which city did Bill probably visit during his holiday? Number five, I usually walk to school. What about you, Peter?
I usually take a bus, but sometimes I go by bike.
Question, how does Peter usually go to school? I usually walk to school. What about you, Peter?
I usually take a bus, but sometimes I go by bike.
Question, how does Peter usually go to school?
Number six, you seem worried. What's the matter with you, Susan?
Would you look after my child? My cell phone is missing. I must go to the lost and found office.
Question, why is the woman worried? You seem worried. What's the matter with you, Susan?
Would you look after my child? My cell phone is missing. I must go to the lost and found office.
Question, why is the woman worried?
Number seven, this jacket is very nice. What's the price?
It was $120 last week, but now you only need to pay half.
Question, how much is the jacket now? This jacket is very nice. What's the price?
It was $120 last week, but now you only need to pay half.
Question, how much is the jacket now?
Number 8. Jenny, you look worried. Anything wrong?
I failed in the chemistry test again, though I've worked very hard at it.
Question. What do we learn about Jenny from the conversation? Jenny, you look worried. Anything wrong?
I failed in the chemistry test again, though I've worked very hard at it.
Question. What do we learn about Jenny from the conversation?
Number 9. Do you like monkeys?
Yes, they are clever. In fact, I like many animals, such as tigers and elephants. But my favorite animal is panda.
Question. What is the man's favorite animal? Do you like monkeys?
Yes, they are clever. In fact, I like many animals, such as tigers and elephants. But my favorite animal is panda.
Question. What is the man's favorite animal? Number 10. How will you keep in touch with your friends after graduation?
We can email each other.
Question. How will they keep in touch with each other? How will you keep in touch with your friends after graduation?
We can email each other.
Question. How will they keep in touch with each other?
第二节，听下面两段对话。每段对话后有几道小题，请根据每段对话的内容和后面的问题，从所给的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。每段对话读两遍，听第十一段对话，回答第十一、十二小题。
Look, it's snowing. Jack, come out. It's snowing.
I can't believe it. It's not winter yet.
Come with me to have a look. Now, do you believe me?
Yes, you're right. But it snows a lot here. It's nothing exciting.
But it's exciting for me. It's the first time I've seen so much snow. I can't tell you how happy I am.
I see. You must come from the south.
Yes, it never snows in my hometown. I dreamed of making a snowman when I was young.
Why not do it now?
Good idea. Let's make a snowman now. Look, it's snowing. Jack, come out. It's snowing.
I can't believe it. It's not winter yet.
Come with me to have a look. Now, do you believe me?
Yes, you're right. But it snows a lot here. It's nothing exciting.
But it's exciting for me. It's the first time I've seen so much snow. I can't tell you how happy I am.
I see. You must come from the south.
Yes, it never snows in my hometown. I dreamed of making a snowman when I was young.
Why not do it now?
Good idea. Let's make a snowman now.
May
I have breakfast in my room?
Certainly, sir. Breakfast is served in your room from 7:30 until 9:30. Here is the menu.
Thank you. I'd like to have my breakfast right in my room tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And at what time would you like it?
At about 7:30, I think.
7:30. Very good, sir. And what kind of juice would you like? We have apple juice and orange juice.
I think I'd like the orange juice, please.
Orange juice. And would you prefer tea or coffee?
Tea, please.
Thank you very much. Good night.
May I have breakfast in my room?
Certainly, sir. Breakfast is served in your room from 7:30 until 9:30. Here is the menu.
Thank you. I'd like to have my breakfast right in my room tomorrow.
Yes, sir. And at what time would you like it?
At about 7:30, I think.
7:30. Very good, sir. And what kind of juice would you like? We have apple juice and orange juice.
I think I'd like the orange juice, please.
Orange juice. And would you prefer tea or coffee?
Tea, please.
Thank you very much. Good night.
Two, 听短文，选答案。本题你将听到一篇短文，读两遍。请从每个小题的三个选项中选出最恰当的一项。
When I was a young boy, I was too shy to talk to anyone. My classmates often laughed at me. I was sad but could do nothing. Later, something changed my life. It was an English speech contest. My mother asked me to join in it. What a terrible idea. It meant I had to speak in front of all the teachers and students of my school. Come on, boy, believe in yourself. You are sure to win. Then my mother and I talked about many different topics. At last, I chose the topic, believe in yourself. I tried my best to remember all the speech and practiced it about 100 times. With mother's great love, I did well in the contest. After the contest, my classmates said congratulations to me. My mother hugged me and cried excitedly.
When I was a young boy, I was too shy to talk to anyone. My classmates often laughed at me. I was sad but could do nothing. Later, something changed my life. It was an English speech contest. My mother asked me to join in it. What a terrible idea! It meant I had to speak in front of all the teachers and students of my school. Come on, boy, believe in yourself. You are sure to win. Then my mother and I talked about many different topics. At last I chose the topic, believe in yourself. I tried my best to remember all the speech and practiced it about 100 times. With mother's great love, I did well in the contest. After the contest, my classmates said congratulations to me. My mother hugged me and cried excitedly.